KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Public Works and Infrastructure Minister Dean McPherson says the prevalence of construction mafias is having a dire impact on investment. He was speaking on the sidelines of a construction conference taking place today at the Durban ICC.
We are hosting the first of its kind national construction summit on stoppages. And it's important because unless we have a safe environment that is secure and free of criminal activity, and we're really going to battle to get our partners to come in to invest from domestically and foreign. And so it's important that we are outlining government's plan to deal with the scourge, which has obviously become a national issue.
eThekwini Council Speaker Thabane Nyawose addressed the summit earlier, stressing the need to protect whistleblowers.
Our criminal justice system must also create a conducive environment for whistleblowers to report this crime and ensure that they are not victimized by perpetrators. We are saying this because we have been told that construction site managers and developers are afraid to open criminal cases. Furthermore, they are afraid to testify in court because they get threatened by perpetrators.
Police Minister Senzo Mchunu is also among those attending the summit. A non-profit organization says Eskom needs to acknowledge how the tariff hike it's asking for will affect the majority of households. The Green Connection says the 36% electricity price increase it's applied for next year is simply unaffordable. The energy regulator began public hearings yesterday in Cape Town. They'll be held in Durban on Thursday and Friday. The Green Connection's Lisiwe McDade says Eskom fails to provide a stable electricity supply but expects customers to pay more.
Eskom is also not looking at the need to move away from coal. They seem to have their heads in the sand, and they're not looking at how the electricity price will increase again and how everyone will suffer as the longer we delay in moving to renewable energy.
The Durban public hearings will be held at Transnet's facilities at Enshed at the Durban Harbour, and you'll need to carry your ID to enter the premises. Msundusi Municipality has welcomed the reopening of the Mountain Rise Crematorium in Pietermaritzburg. It has faced challenges over the years, including mechanical issues with burners and its furnace. Mayor Mzimkhulu Tebola says the closure of the crematorium brought nothing but financial and emotional strain for families during their time of loss. He says the upgrades have also boosted the crematorium's capacity.
We are very excited. It is now fully functional. As we speak, we are able to do two cremations simultaneously. With CREM 2, immediately when CREM 2 is fully functional, we will be able to do four at a time. At the most, we can do 8 cremations a day.
Your temperatures, Durban High of 26, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28. The top story this hour, Public Works and Infrastructure Minister Dean McPherson says the prevalence of construction mafias is having a dire impact on investment. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.